Impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. So I got home for the back half of trick-or-treat last night. Very rainy, driving home, watching kids, some older, some younger, running in the rain, almost near dark by that point. And obviously didn't have a lot. My wife was actually home yesterday when trick-or-treating started. I think we got probably about a dozen. We're not on a high traffic area where we get a lot of kids. It's mostly neighbor kids. And it was the one time I did it, it was a bunch of kids. And they come and there's a real young one. I want to say, I'm going to guess 3 or 4-ish, somewhere in that neighborhood. And dad was actually holding the sack for the kid. And you could tell the kid was not having a good time. I'm guessing that the little boy wasn't digging the rain. Now, kids who come to our house, most of the ones that I saw, like the fact that our dog goes nuts when they knock or ring the doorbell. And, oh, a doggy. And I'm like, yeah. That's the one thing I don't like about trick-or-treat when you own a dog. She freaks out every time. Do you remember Fox News, when they did the Republican primary debates, their first little sound effect about question was a doorbell, and they received millions of complaints from viewers? Don't do that! Our dog did, in fact, respond to that. So she loves it. Kids show up. The kids love it. Oh, yeah, any commercial with a doorbell, too, yeah. Same old, same old. So this little boy, I go to hand him one, and dad goes, oh, here, I've got his sack. And that's when we learn the kid's not having a good time. Dad goes, what do you say? Thank you. And I went, you're welcome. Kid didn't enjoy it. Dad loved it. Well, you know, you're a little kid. Even getting candy does, you know, you're wet. Jason says, why make them go? It's possible the kid wanted to go, then got out there. It's like, well, we're not going back now. Hard to say. It's hard to say. I do get a kick out of trick-or-treating. I do. My kids are adults. Jason, did you get all wet out there? Yeah. Did you find a poncho? Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Jason says, I love it, too, just not in the rain. It was really raining hard at times. I mean, I thought about you. And I thought, that's not me. That's kind of what I thought. And you know what? I'm not even lying. Speaking of lying, I have said something over the years when it comes to infidelity. I've never had an interest in being unfaithful in my marriage, and even if I did, I could never pull it off. First, and Jason knows this, I'm a blusher. Could you imagine? Jason, I think you fall into this category too. We would never get away with it. We would be so riddled with guilt that even if we had an interest, and neither of us do, we love our wives very much and have no interest in it. But even that's the thing I always wondered. How does a guy, when he cheats for the first time, and I'm focusing on guys here for a reason and not women. I suppose if a woman throws herself at you I'm not defending it, in a weak moment, I mean, but to hit on a woman, I mean, I honestly don't know how guys do it. And maybe I just have very low self-confidence, or I love my wife that much. But they're both, I guess. But I would never do that. What I'm talking about here is this story in my backyard. The guys who are looking for sex and get robbed. Ashwaubenon on Public Safety is warning people about a rash of criminal activity in the village. By the way, I'm not picking on my newsroom, but we have to get past that cliche of a rash of crime. It sounds like something you should put ointment on. Well, yeah, I guess in this story, maybe, huh? Recently, we've seen an uptick in sex trafficking issues with the village. And what are you cracking up over there? It wasn't that funny. Oh, he's lost it. He's lost it over there. Don't think about it, Jason. Now you really are. See, there you go. Recently, we have an uptick in sex trafficking issues within the village, and we're determined to keep those issues addressed, said Public Safety Lieutenant Jody Crocker. This is a problem here, and this warning is an education to those who think it's okay to solicit prostitution, that it's a felony and you will be prosecuted. That's not the real message here. Do it on Craigslist and you're going to get robbed. Crocker detailed three recent incidents which highlight this growing problem. On October 3rd, Ashwaubenon Public Safety officers responded to a robbery call at the Travelodge Hotel. The investigation revealed a 31-year-old man contacted an ad on Craigslist about paying an unknown female for what he called a dinner date. RR. The man then met with the female at a local restaurant and returned to the room at the hotel for a sexual encounter. When in the hotel room, another female entered the room. Both began hitting the man, getting away with his money and wallet. Item 2. On October 26th, officers responded to a robbery at an apartment in the 1600 block of West Main Circle. Investigation found that a 37-year-old man contacted a female from an ad on Backpage.com and was willing to pay for a sexual encounter at his apartment. The man met with a female who was accompanied by a second female and a man with a gun. The 37-year-old man was beaten, pistol whipped, and his money was stolen. The next day, on October 27th, officers responded to a robbery at the Extended Stay Airport Hotel, and I bet all of these businesses love the publicity they're getting. That investigation revealed a 41-year-old man got in touch with three females in an unknown manner. You know what that means? I'm not telling you how I met them. That's what that means. Causing them to meet at his hotel room, the females attacked the man and took his money. Crocker says it's assumed by Ashwaubenon Public Safety, and this is the part I want to get into. It's assumed by Ashwaubenon Public Safety that there are others this has happened to who haven't been reported either because it's illegal, fear of arrest, or being exposed publicly. All of the above. So you've got three guys, and these are all Ashwaubenon, three guys in the village in which I live. You know, I wasn't going to say that. That's part of what you were laughing at, wasn't it, Jason? I knew it. An emailer, should I read that? If you're a man and two women can rob you by hitting you, you deserve to be robbed. I was kind of thinking that. I didn't want to say that, but a listener threw that out there. Well, I mean, what'd they hit him with? Ours is not to judge, you big wimp. Anyway, here's what I'm wondering. So what they're saying here is they suspect that there are more of these. The guys are finding on Craigslist. What's the other one? I never heard of that. Backpage.com. I never heard of it. I mean, I heard of Craigslist, obviously. Well, go ahead. Put it up there. If it's something bad, I'll blame you, so it's all good. Just put it up there, backpage.com. If it's bad, I'll take full responsibility. You can play the podcast for management. Unless it's really bad, then I'll delete it. I'm kidding. Probably. Will you hit that? For crying out loud. Okay, it looks like Craigslist. Bangladesh? Belgium, Bolivia. Okay, so it's what, an international Craigslist? That's really what it looks like to me. Scroll down to Wisconsin. yeah, Wisconsin. All right, click on Green Bay. Yeah, it's just like Craigslist. Local places, automotive, community, musician, buy, sell, rental, real estate, jobs, dating, escorts, body rubs, strippers and strip clubs, fetishes, male escorts, phone and websites. I'm not even going to read that one on the air. I mean, it sounds innocuous enough until I read it on the air. How many guys do you think this has happened to? Let's just stick with Ashwaubenon. What is Ashwaubenon's, what, about 18,000 now, I think? Last time I saw the sign. So you do the math on that. How many? That's less than 10,000 men because you back out under 18 population. How many married men now? How many married men are going to hotels and having this, and then they're being robbed because it's a setup? I mean, I just wonder, with the internet, and maybe a lot of them aren't married. Let's just be honest here. They can't get sex any other way. Prostitution is illegal in Wisconsin. So they do this. Now, here's one for you. And I'm not saying this is my opinion. Is this an argument for legalized prostitution? People are going to try to do it anyway. So legalize it, regulate it, make it safer. But as we know, in places even where prostitution is legal, it's not all that safe, not all that secure for either party. The growing libertarian streak in me has been conflicted on that over the years. I continue, and I've taken it up a few times in the past 5 years, I continue to oppose legalized prostitution, but I have to admit, I'm growing wobbly on that one. I still think it would cause a lot of societal ills, but I understand I'm dealing with some hypocrisy there because people say that about gambling, and I'm okay with legalized gambling. I am torn on that one. But I just, this whole concept that these guys do this, I have to admit, no matter how desperate I was, and I know this is going to sound judgmental, I wouldn't do this. Jason says, if prostitution is legalized, could you get gift cards then? What the hell made you think that? So could you give a, so you know someone who's particularly desperate. Merry Christmas. There you go. And, well, I'm not even going to say it. Never mind. Actually, I will say it. What would the logo on the card look like? I'm just a gift card for prostitution. What's the matter with you over there? I wish we had the studio cam still operating. I would point it on Jason right now. He's just loopy over there. I don't know what's going on. I'll bet you there are a lot more of these. I'll bet you Crocker is right, or I bet you law enforcement is right. And not just Ashwaubenon. I mean, everywhere, for whatever reason, three guys in Ashwaubenon decided to report it. You wonder how many guys have been, and I'll say victimized, they're victims, but they brought this on themselves, are being victimized in this way. I'll bet you the number is actually pretty high. If three of them were willing to come forward and tell police, you can imagine that it was pretty high. Let me see. I've got 4 minutes. I can tackle this in 4 minutes. The GOP, some Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin were proposing a change in the photo ID law. It would allow some poor people to vote without a photo ID, but also would subject those ballots to extra scrutiny during recounts. I think it's an incredibly horrible idea. I think it's a terrible idea. I think the photo ID law is constitutional. Let it play out during the courts, through the courts. For whatever reason, they feel they're going to lose in the courts. Now, Wisconsin's photo ID law, like many of the photo ID laws, allows for free photo IDs. I think that sufficiently covers this issue. And Republicans are trying to twist, bend, and change it. By the way, this isn't going to go anywhere. But twist, bend, and change this law to the point where it's useless and don't bother. I think it's wrong. The law is fine. Let it work its way through the courts. I want to revisit an issue that simply will not go away. And I'm not sure why we got this just now. Perhaps she was listening to the podcast. That's all I can figure. We have had a lot of people who are disagreeing with me that when you reach a certain age, because of diminished physical skills, you should probably get retested for driving. Now, they immediately assume something that's false, even though I said it a million times. I'm not saying limit it to them. I think we should all be retested, at least on the rules. I said that numerous times. But they're not hearing that. They're hearing the one thing they don't like. No, why are you picking on older people? Because older people's skills do diminish. It's just a reality. I got this email now, which, again, she must be listening to the podcast. You are ignoring the terrible driving of people in your age group and what can be done about them. No, I'm not. Jason, how many times did I say during that conversation, it's crazy that I got my license when you were 1 year old and I haven't been retested since? I said that. I'm not ignoring that. You're ignoring the fact that I did not single out the elderly. But the fact that I mentioned them for whatever reason, well, no, that's not fair. I've been nearly killed on the interstate by middle-aged people in their minivans who dominate the roadway. So have I. Causing near crashes and forcing others to compensate for their flagrant abuse. So have I. Many speed, ignore laws, commit traffic crimes, seeming to get away with this dangerous behavior unless their luck runs out or they cause a fatality. Exactly. Which is why I did include them. Otherwise, they keep it coming, driving like terrorists on public roadways. Okay, let's settle down here. If you want to get impaired drivers off the road, what's fair for one is fair for all. Let's set up checkpoints and get every impaired driver off the road. Did I say that? No, I said that our skills diminish. Just heard you say James Taylor wasn't ancient. What's your problem with older folks anyway? Nothing. I'm not ancient either, but I do have love and respect for my ancient elders. You should back up and learn a little respect. You're on the brink yourself of being kicked to the curb. I quiver with fear. That's somebody who just takes life a little too seriously. Coming up after 9, actually, we got a lot of stuff to get to. We have Coach McCarthy after 9. And guess who's seeing racism everywhere now? The Pentagon. It's 8:56.